What if your story could change someone's life? There are people out there waiting to be inspired by your message and your knowledge. 6 years ago, I started a podcast out of curiosity. Now, 400 episodes later, I've met incredible people, grown my business, and even published a book. A podcast can do all that for you too. Take the next step today. Visit personaldevelopmentmasterypodcast.com/guide for your free podcast guide. Welcome to the Personal Development Mastery Podcast. I'm Agi Keramidas and my mission is to inspire you to rise up, grow, stand out and take action towards the next level of your life. I interview leaders, influencers, entrepreneurs, authors, exceptional people who can and will inspire you to improve your life. Tune in for 2 episodes each week and make sure you subscribe to the podcast to get the episodes as soon as they are released. In today's show, it is my real pleasure to speak with Corina Phillips. Corina, you founded Inspiring Life Design in 2017, where you coached and trained others on how to create income from selling products and services online, such as self-publishing books, blogging, and affiliate marketing. You are a huge personal development fan, having attended and crewed at multiple Tony Robbins events. You love helping people realize that they can design their life and choose exactly how they want it to be. And your newest passion is helping women who feel like they need to get their sparkle back by mentoring them to take control of their health, money, and positivity. Corina, it's fantastic to speak with you today.
Hi, Agi. Thank you for having me on your podcast. It's wonderful to be here.
It's amazing indeed. Corina, I will share with the listener how I met you, and that was a few years ago at Tony Robbins, the UPW. We were both crewing at that time, and then, of course, through the KBB, the Knowledge Broker Blueprint course by Tony Robbins D'Ingraziosi, we connected even further, and we spoke for my previous podcast. It was close to 2 years. It's not almost 2 years ago. So it's great to have another conversation after all this time. So first of all, tell me, what have you been up to since then? How has the last couple of years been for you?
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 2 years already. That's mad, isn't it? The main thing that I've been focused on in the last year or so is becoming a new mum. I've given birth to my little baby boy, who is actually, he's going to be 1 next month, and that time has flown. So naturally, that has taken quite a lot of my time. But I would say within the last couple of months, I've started turning my attention back to my business and my entrepreneurial activities. And I've been really focusing in on that. I would say there's 2 tracks that I'm looking at for that. Inspiring Life Design, obviously, is my brand. There's a revamp in progress of the website. When I started Inspiring Life Design, it was primarily to share with other people my journey to financial independence, which is still in my goals, still in my plans. But I've realized over time. Yeah, it's a journey, and it's a lifelong journey in some respects. But I've realised that I would actually like to help people even more if I can, not just by showing them what I'm doing, but by making the site more centric on them and how I can help them, adding value. So that revamp is in progress, and the focus is going to be very much on helping people design life on their terms. And I'm honing in on 2 things. One is body and the other is money. There are obviously various facets that you can focus on when you think of taking control and designing your life. But they're the 2 that I've decided to focus in on. And you touched on just before my latest passion, which has stemmed from the fact that I've been on a weight loss journey this year. So I got to about 7 months after having had my son and thought, right, it's time, I'm ready. And I dived into losing weight. And I found a wonderful community online. I do workouts virtually. Mm-hmm. And there was an opportunity there to begin a business and grow a business where I help other women do exactly the same as me. So they need to lose weight. And they've got a goal to reach. But for me, the synergy between all of my personal development, mm-hmm. knowledge, and the weight loss, and yeah, I've been having success. I've lost 1.5 stone so far this year. I'm on a mission to lose a couple more. And I can help other women with that, not just with giving them the tools, the basics, but it's about the mindset as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that is fundamental. And it wasn't until I had a mindset shift and a belief change that I actually could do it that it started working for me. Mm-hmm. So that is pretty much where I'm at right now. Like I say, I'm just getting back into things. But mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think what you're doing with helping others through something that you have gone through yourself is one of the key elements of self-education and teaching others, really, our own journey, our own experience, our own learning. And it was also part of the trainings we've done with the KBB and the self-education as I would say an industry that the last few years, because of the internet and because of other reasons, and even more the last 1 year because of COVID, mm-hmm. it has really increased so much. Traditional education seems like it's shrinking more and more, and self-education is booming more and more. I don't know. Tell me your thoughts, because you're obviously your aspect or your niche on that is how to create income streams, passive income streams in this shifting economy. And I think one thing we realize more and more with what's going on is how important it is to not to rely on the proverbial safety that a job can give us. So please share your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, it's been an unprecedented year this past year, and everyone has been at home pretty much around the world. And inevitably, that was going to see a massive shift online, even more so than had already been happening. And so what I would say is, although with that shift and during the pandemic, people have faced challenges, and sometimes it's been hard. It still is for some people with job security. Obviously, it's been a tough time. However, there has also been opportunity through this as well. Mm-hmm. For example, in the UK, Joe Wicks, if you're a UK listener, you'll probably have recalled back at the start of the pandemic, he started doing workouts online just as something to help people. And that has opened up a whole new avenue of business for him. Mm. Other businesses allow people to work from home for the first time. You know, there's opportunity that people had through their existing employment, but also small businesses realized that they needed to get into e-commerce, get themselves set up so they could sell online. And delivery companies saw a boom, or new ones sprung up. So there has been opportunity, but obviously it's been a challenging time as well. And I think it's been a massive wake-up call for a lot of people, the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Even if you haven't lost your job, many people have been furloughed in the UK. I know in other countries, different things were put in place to help people. But what's clear is that job security is not certain, and that globally, the workforce is shifting. Also, just touch very briefly, automation as well, mm-hmm. and artificial intelligence. Yeah. All of these sorts of things are impacting jobs and the workforce as it has been in the past. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, industrial revolution, but, you know, in our time. So I think that everyone owes it to themselves to come up with a backup plan, basically. Come up with a plan.
At least once.
If you haven't thought about this before, you know, now's a really good time to do it. With the ease and all of the tools that are available online now, many of them free, you can actually create your own products or services to sell to people online. It's very easy to do. And also, I would say, if you think about now, specifically in terms of self-education, where do people learn now? A large part of where people learn once they finish their traditional education is online. In the very simplest form, if we need to know something, we will go and Google search it. But also, if you want to dive into something a bit more in depth, the chances are a lot of learning that you would do now happens online rather than in person. The kinds of trainings that people do include video training, courses. You might learn from ebooks or audiobooks. There's all sorts of different things. And it's important for everybody, I believe, to continue their learning throughout their life. Maybe not in that same kind of traditional educational way, but find something you're passionate about, or maybe you need it for your job. Continue your learning. And as everyone is doing that online, then that's where the opportunity is, because you can take a skill or an expertise or something that you know and create a product or service to offer to other people. So it's kind of like it's a round circle. You're learning, but you're giving at the same time, and you're helping people. And also that can become your backup plan, because you can set it up so that it's going to drive an income for you.
And I think what you just said about sharing your own knowledge and expertise is a concept that is getting more and more well known recently. And I think that many people, more and more people anyway, realize the need, the necessity to, you called it a backup plan, and I agree, a second income source, something that really doesn't require you to physically be somewhere, because things are shifting online. Well, they have shifted in the UK anyway. It's quite a lot. I think the next question to ask is that for some people, or for many people, this might seem like an interesting concept, but they might not know where to start or how to do it. And I think that leads me very well to asking you about the upcoming challenge that Tony Robbins is organized. So please share with us this exciting opportunity.
Absolutely. Yes. So Tony Robbins has partnered with Dean Graziosi. Again, it's not the first time that they've done that. And they are passionate about helping people in this area in self-education. Yes. And they are going to be running a virtual 5-day challenge, and it's going to be completely free. It's called the Own Your Future Challenge. And what they're doing is they're bringing in top thought leaders to speak and share their wisdom. And the intention is that it is going to teach you and help you learn how to build and launch your own digital product. So it's perfect for what we've been talking about today. You don't need to be an expert. You don't need a huge following. And I just want to add in here, I just want to segue back to a little story that came to me the other day. Because I was thinking, before I created any kind of digital product at all, and I've done quite a few now, where was I at? Where was my head at? And I was working in a job that I was not happy with. It was destroying my soul. It was very long hours. And I was diving into the financial independence community online, and I stumbled across a blog where the guy who wrote it, he was working towards financial independence, but instead of doing that just by saving and being frugal, he was looking for ways to make money online, and he wrote about his adventures into publishing books. Mm-hmm. And it just sparked a little thing in me to think, if he can do it, and he gave tips in his blog on how to do it, and it just made me think, he's like me, he's got the same interest in me, he's trying to do the same thing as me, but he has found this thing and he's having a go, and that's all it is. It's just dipping your toe in the water and having a go. And the more I dived into it, I'd still get these little demons pop up that would say, oh, those people over there, they can do it. They can make money online, but I can't because I'm just not like them. I'm just a normal person. I don't do that. And you know what I've realized over time, Aggie, is you can do it. It is you. You are the person who can do this for yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't let that limiting belief stop you, because that's the only difference between you and them, the limiting belief. So a slight segue, but it's, I thought it...
you know, the what you said about being a normal person, I think we all have this thought inside our head. Everyone, yeah. The most successful people will have those limitations, that self-doubt, that fear. The difference is that they will take the action despite it. They will not allow that thought, that self-doubt, to stop them from doing what it is that to learn or to experience. So if I get back to that course, if I were to ask you, who is it for? Because obviously you and me are both big Tony Robbins fans. And I think anyone listening to this that is a Tony Robbins fan will find the challenge extremely interesting, because Tony will be there sharing his expertise for free. But that aside, can you tell me who is this course for? You said it's for people who want to build a digital asset business.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if what we've been talking about today has piqued your interest mm-hmm. in creating some form of product or service, this is absolutely for you. But I would go further than that and say, even if you're still thinking, that's not for me, I'm happy with what I'm doing, I would suggest come to it anyway. And the reason for that is, although that is kind of the focus behind what they're talking about, you will get so much from this event just for you on a personal level, because Tony is the master on working on your beliefs, on your values, on your confidence. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you yet what it is that you're going to get from the challenge, but I can guarantee you there is something. If you go to that challenge and listen to Tony and listen to all the speakers, you're going to get some mm-hmm. wisdom yes. that you did not know you needed, but it is going to help you in your life. And it is possible. I know certainly from events and challenges I've been to before, making the decision to go to this challenge could just change your life.
I can relate. I've been to, he did a few the last year, a couple of them, which I attended. Great energy and hundreds of thousands of people. So do you want to share the dates? Because
yes.
it is coming up quite soon. So share the dates with us and how to join. Yes.
Absolutely. So the challenge starts on May the 11th. Mm-hmm. It's going to run for 5 consecutive days. So it finishes on the 15th of May.
So it's a Tuesday, yes. May 11th is
a Tuesday. Starts on a Tuesday, okay. Yeah. And then, so it's the timings, it's going to start around 2 o'clock Eastern or 7 o'clock UK time mm-hmm. each of those days and run for about 2 hours, although you never know. Sometimes these things can run on a little bit longer than that. Obviously, it's online. To sign up, I know, Aggie, you've got a link that you're going to give out in a minute. Mm-hmm. You simply go to the link. I think you pop in your name and email, and then you're going to get sent your invitation so mm-hmm. that you've got your way to join and watch. And what else can I tell you? So during the challenge, every day there'll be actions that you'll be given at the end of the day to complete. Obviously, it's up to you whether you choose to do that. But the point is, those actions are designed to help you and to really move you forward.
Absolutely, yes.
And they want you to do it so much that they have prizes that they're going to offer. So the next day at the start of the challenge, they'll have looked to see who's taken action. And they've got things like iPads, laptops. They've even got a Peloton bike, I think, to give away. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I should add is these challenges, they're a lot of fun. Even if you just need a little pick-me-up, you want to get a little bit of buzz in your day, if you do it for nothing else, do it for that.
I would certainly, I mean, anyone who's listened so far is certainly intrigued. So I will invite you to really join up and find out for yourself what you make of it. The link to, I will make it very easy. It is personaldevelopmentmasterypodcast.com/ownyourfuture. That is the name of the challenge, Own Your Future Challenge. So it's going to be on the show notes. Check it out, and of course, Corinna and me will be there. And it's an amazing event. And I remember Corinna last time they were hoping to break the 1 million mark, which is, I don't think an internet event, a live event, has hit the million yet. And I think they're so we're making history as well.
That's absolutely right. I know that. Behind the scenes, Tony and Dean have actually said that they are hoping that this is the one where they manage to reach over a million people and help them with this challenge. So it would be wonderful if we could hit that mark.
It's not behind the scenes anymore. We just said it.
Well, it's out there now. I'm sure they won't mind me sharing.
No, this is it's a lovely intention, I think. So... Corinna, I want to thank you very much. This was a very interesting conversation. It's always great to speak about things that are related to personal development in all sorts of different ways. I think this is very useful. I will share again the link to join the Own Your Future Challenge is personaldevelopmentmasterypodcast.com/ownyourfuture. Corinna, thank you very much. It was, as I said, a pleasure to see you again after it's been a while. I want to wish you all the best. I will see you at the challenge, of course. Any last parting words?
I just want to say thank you again, Aggie, for having me here. It's wonderful, as always, to catch up with you. I love talking about personal development, but it's also fantastic to have this opportunity to say hello to your listeners as well around the world. And yeah, I would say own your future. Get on it. Get to that challenge. I'll see you in there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and rate it on Apple Podcasts. And also share this episode with someone who you think will benefit from it. If you want to find out more about what I do and gain access to exclusive content, join my Facebook group Personal Development Mastery. The link is in the show notes, or you can simply type bit.ly/pdmgroup. And until next time, stand out, don't fit in.